KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with a chance of thunderstorms. High of 89, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, chance for storms 63. More clouds than sun tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs level off around 85. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 86.
This ARMS report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. Harvest rolling on. There's been some producers in the area that have had to pause due to some rains that have come through in different parts of north central Kansas here over the past few days. So it has halted some areas as far as the wheat harvest is concerned. We did have a chance to catch up with Mark Paul. He's the general manager of the Cloud County Co-op in Concordia, and he gave an update on how producers are faring in the Concordia and Jamestown areas to our northeast.
We predict we're around 95% complete. We started roughly June 20th, and it's moved along very quickly other than a couple other weather events, which we're welcoming at this time. Overall, the quality has been really good, 60-pound plus test weights. Moisture has been low, and then we've also had proteins running anywhere from 9 to 14 with an average of about 11.9. Been really surprised. I think everybody who came in was very optimistic about what they had, or they felt really good about it. Most of them are seeing anywhere from 60 to 70 as an average. I would say for our area up here, it's probably going to run around 55 to 60 bush per acre. And the only issue, I guess, is with the drought last year, there was not as much wheat put in the ground. We didn't have quite the number of acres out there, but it really produced well. So far, we've taken a little over 2.5 million bushel of grain here in town, about 120,000 over at Jamestown area. It's been good, disease-free, and best-looking wheat I've seen in quite a while.
And we thank Mark Paul for filing that report about what's going on in the Concordia and Jamestown area there at Cloud County Co-op in Concordia. We'll have more updates coming up throughout the week. We'll continue to hit the northern portions, maybe trying to catch somebody in Osborne and Smith County as the days go by on our harvest reports on KD Country 94. And the harvest report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
School's out. Summer meals are being served in Kansas communities at parks, pools, libraries, churches, and schools. Meals are free to all children 18 and younger with no enrollment needed. Find a nearby site by texting the word summer to 914-342-7744 or calling 1-866-348-6479. Let's keep Kansas kids powered up for summer fun and academic success. Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Education and aired in cooperation with this station.
Summer is in full swing everywhere you look. When you're out and about chauffeuring around the kids from camp, pool, practice, and play dates, don't forget to stop by Give & Grace. Their display cooler has fresh, ready-to-go flower arrangements, and their shop is full of hot new decor items. If you're looking for a small pick-me-up bouquet, wedding gift, or anything in between, their friendly staff is ready to serve. Give & Grace Floral and Decor, 205 West Main, downtown Beloit.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Department of Transportation reminds the public that all political campaign signs or billboards are prohibited from being placed on state highway right-of-way. By law, all right-of-way state highways is exclusively for public highway purposes. Only regulatory guide signs and warning signs placed by KDOT are allowed on the 9,500-mile state highway system. KDOT has jurisdiction over all interstate Kansas and U.S. routes. When KDOT maintenance crews find political signs on state highway right-of-way, the signs will be removed immediately and without notice. All such signs will be then taken to the closest KDOT sub-area office. Political campaign signs not retrieved from the sub-area offices will be disposed of after the election. Political campaign advertising is allowed on private property bordering state right-of-way. However, people placing or erecting signs on private property must first obtain permission from the property owner. A state law passed in 2015 related to placement of campaign signs on city or county-owned right-of-way does not apply to state highway right-of-way. Persons placing signs on city, street, or county road right-of-way should consult the local jurisdiction of any rules. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Emerson Lake Fireworks Show will be starting at dark on Wednesday night, tomorrow night, July 3rd at Jewel. The event will feature Big T's Catering, Mijom's Ice Cream Express, Kettle Corn, Snow Cones, Hot Dogs and Nachos, Cinnamon Rolls, Pretzel Bites, DJ Becky Fernandez. I have giveaways and other vendors there. They're looking forward to seeing you all there. Emerson Lake Fireworks starting at dark on Wednesday, July 3rd. Glen Elder Fun Run, Best Damn Run in Kansas is this Saturday, July 6th, with check-in at 6:30, run at 7 o'clock. In Glen Elder, we're the opening event for Wakanda Lake Fest. For more information, you can call Emmy at 805-315-5796. Check out Glen Elder Fun Run on Facebook. It's sponsored by the Glen Elder Lions Club. Glen Elder Lake Fest is coming up on Saturday, July 6th. There will be lots of things to take part in. As at 7 o'clock in the morning, the fun run we mentioned, archery competition at 8:30, wood carver at 10:30. The Wakanda Visitor Center will be open from 12 to 6. Cornhole will be played at 5. Also, the beer garden, food trucks, live music, open kid activities at 5 o'clock. It'll be Cheyenne Knoll and Henry Tice. From 5 to 7:15 p.m. on the live music, Motor Co. from 7:30 to 11. Auction and raffles at 8:30, and then the fireworks will be at dark, sponsored by the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. Again, that's coming up here on Saturday, July 6th, Wakanda Lake Fest. Don't miss all the activities. There's also a chance for you to win with a lot of great items up. There's a Pit Boss Grill, a Party Pack, Tabletop Grill Pack. One ticket for $20, three for $40, 10 for $100 there with the giveaway at the Wakanda Lake Fest, which will support the Wakanda Cultural Association for Lake and Camping Improvements. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96 Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
But I'm not done yet, and I'm nowhere close to where I'm going to be. Thank you all for being a part of my journey, as I hope to be a part of yours. This is just the beginning. So with all of that, for the next 3 to 4 years, my story will continue at Kansas State University.
Five-star tight end Lincoln Cure from Goodland committing to Kansas State football on Monday. More on that coming up here in the sportscast. We also look at the Royals back in action tonight. The NBA offseason continues. We look at USA Soccer and the Copa America competition, and Wimbledon is underway in tennis. It's all coming up in the sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. As heard moments ago, after a long recruiting process, Goodland five-star tight end Lincoln Cure made his commitment to Chris Klieman in Kansas State on Monday. Cure chose K-State over Kansas, Texas A&M, and Oregon in the end. Cure's heading into his senior season at Goodland, a second-ranked tight end of the class of 2025 in the country. He caught 42 passes for 946 yards and 14 touchdowns as a junior, three-time state champion hurdler in track, and helped lead Goodland to a runner-up finish in the 3A state basketball tournament this past winter. Lincoln Cure on why he chose K-State.
When you know, you know. You know, you can't really explain the feeling, but you know when you know. So had that feeling at K-State, and you know, throughout the week, I just kind of cherished that moment. You know, obviously thought other things through, but, you know, that was the moment I kind of decided, you know, this is where I can have the biggest impact as a person and not just as a player.
Cure is the 12th commitment to the 2025 class for Chris Klieman and his staff for K-State football. The Kansas City Royals, after having Monday off, will be back in action this evening, beginning a three-game series with the Tampa Bay Rays. The Royals coming at 47-39. The Rays are 42-42. Brady Singer, 4-4 with a 3.12 ERA, is the starter for the Royals tonight on the mound against Zach Little of the Rays, who's 2-5, 4.17 ERA. First pitch is at 7:10 this evening. The NBA offseason continues and things are hot and heavy, and the largest contract in NBA history was reached on Monday night. It will now belong to Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum, as he agreed to a 5-year, $314 million contract extension that includes a player option and a trade kicker. Celtics also agreed to a new contract with Derek White on Monday, as he has a 4-year, $125.9 million extension. Klay Thompson planning to join the Dallas Mavericks in a sign-and-trade on a 3-year, $50 million deal. And also, note, free agent center Mo Bamba reached a 1-year deal with the Clippers. We'll continue to update you on NBA happenings as things roll on. A United States soccer team competing in the Copa America tournament in Kansas City on Monday, and they took on Uruguay and took a 1-0 loss, combined with Panama's 3-1 win over Bolivia in a simultaneous match. That left U.S. men's national team third in the group and out of the running, eliminated from the tournament. First time the U.S. has failed to advance from the group stage of a Copa America, Gold Cup, or World Cup played on home soil. U.S. will co-host the 2026 World Cup. Finally, in sports, in Grand Slam tennis, Wimbledon underway on Monday, as there were no major upsets there on day one. Jannik Sinner, the number one seed, Carlos Alcaraz, the three, Daniil Medvedev, 5 seed, and 8 seed Casper Ruud, as well as 10 seed Grigor Dimitrov and 12 seed Tommy Paul advanced to the next round on the men's side. And on the women's side, as we look at the ranks there, Coco Gauff, the number 2 seed, advancing, also 7 seed Jasmine Paolini did advance, but there was an upset in the top 10 as Jing Qinwen lost in 3 sets. Maria Sakkari advances, the number 9 seed, and 12 seed Madison Keys is on to the second round as well. Round one finishing up today at Wimbledon. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.